This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Hey, this is Arvinu Viraj on Open for Business, and I will be joined in a bit by Neo Chen and Taizi Kang, founders of an interesting little platform called GoSeb. Now, I'm not sure if you've heard of Cameo. Cameo is a US-based celebrity platform that allows users to get personalized messages from their favorite celebs and social media stars, and then they can dedicate those video messages to friends and family and loved ones. Now, GoSeb is a local platform that is modeled off of Cameo, but instead hosts mostly Malaysian celebrities and internet personalities. It's a great idea. It seems to be working well, and I thought I'd get GoSeb's founders, Neo and Zi Kang, to get on Zoom and talk about their new customized celebrity platform for a bit. First off, guys, thanks for joining us today. And just for some context, you know, what made you think that Cameo's concept could be adopted and applied in the Asian market or the Malaysian market?
Thank you so much. So, Evan, basically, we saw the Cameo success in US, and we think that this is a very like a game-changing business model, because everyone think about influencer or celebrities is all B2B. Like you know, brand sponsorships or your kind of like a live event to sell the products. That's why we think it's very interesting. So, and the whole world is about gifting. We like to send gifts. So that's why we think that this is kind of why not in Asia.
And what has the response been like so far? Like, who are your most popular celebrities?
The most famous one on our platform would be Kai Baha. So he's an up-and-coming singer. So he's very popular in the Malay market, like, basically. So far, his response is pretty good. So when we first launched him to the market, within a day, right, we got like more than 20 requests for him on that particular day. Yeah, so he's really awesome. And we can feel the passion from the fans. Yeah, the fans are from all over the Southeast Asia. We have Indonesian fans come to us. We have fans from Singapore come to us to want to make a request to him.
So how does that work? Like, do you reach out to them to onboard onto the platform, or do they approach you? Like, at this stage in the business, in the platform, how do you get celebrities to join GoSeb?
Most of it, we reach out to them, because this is such a new concept, right? So for a lot of celebrities or influencers, they are familiar with doing B2B deals, like doing shout outs for business. But that is something different, because we are currently doing shout out for like normal people like you and me, right? So this is such a new concept. Not many people are very familiar with it. So we, at this point in time, we have to reach out to them. I would say 90% of the influencers on board, we reach out to them. So basically, what we do is we identify like influencers who have a lot of potential. And then we have an acquisition team who basically, sometimes we just cold DM, some we have some relationship to get to them, right? So this is how we reach out to them.
Yeah. Do you encounter any skepticism on their part? Like, you know, is there like a technology gap? Is there like a concept gap? At first, are they like sort of apprehensive or skeptical about the platform?
Yeah. We got a lot of like, to be honest, we got a lot of rejection at first. Because first of all, this is something new. Influencers, they want to see who is on board first, right? They want to see their peers. They want to know who are the peers that's already on board on this concept. So at first, it's super hard. But then as the time goes, right, over time, when we have some, slowly you have some big names, you have some influencers that people are familiar with that on board, then other influencers, they start to come to us asking to join our platform.
And one more thing, Evan, just like you mentioned about the technologies, right? Mm-hmm. So you can just imagine right now, the Ghost app is like right now like 5 months born newborn baby, right? So we are just doing the prototype. We use the website. But imagine that we have the apps, right? The apps. So the celebrity can record it on the shot of video easily. Now now we are using very traditional way. We are using kind of like a WhatsApp through their managers or through, you know, by call. Very, very, everything is very manual. It's just a very prototypes. But we are looking at like a Cameo. They're using an apps. So everything is automated. So that's why the rejection rate is going to be slow. it's very scalable in the futures once we prove that with the whole traction and business model through these prototypes. So wherever the celebrities after toilet, going airports and after dinners, anywhere they can open the apps. Okay, I receive the bookings, then I spend my one minute or 1.5 minutes to record the videos. I end maybe like $200, $300, you know, easily. I can do 5 videos a day. It's so easy. Just like the Grab drivers, you know. So that's the visions we are looking forward to.
So one thing I noticed, and I was kind of surprised, is that GoSab features a lot of social media superstars and influencers. There's a very famous like Malaysian puppet there as well. So, and they are like TikTok stars, they're impersonators, even cosplayers are on the platform. So was that surprising to you guys? Like, did you expect this new wave of celebrities, or were you only thinking about, you know, like the traditional stars, like actors and musicians?
Yeah, so basically to be honest with you, we think we're actually targeting the new generation of stars such as influencers, like YouTubers, Instagrammers, TikToker even, because we think that this is a concept that usually young people would like it, like the new generation of influencers.
Yeah. I add on to the Neo point and I share something very interesting to you. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, right, we look at GoSab is like a Shopee for celebrities or this kind of big superstar, you know, digital products. Mm-hmm. We look at like a Shopee or Lazada, but actually we are wrong, you know. As we have like athletes, like celebrity influencers, right? Actually, they don't bring a lot of sales because different target groups, right? So that's why currently we are very targeting to, for example, like singers. Or moving next, we want to go even deep singer. Which kind of singer? Is it pop stars or the country song or the jazz? And after that, we slowly move on to like the whole singer categories. And after that, we are moved to the athletes. Like which athletes? Football or badminton? We are very specific, go deep into like which niche markets.
Yeah, I guess my follow-up question would be, and this is a bit of a tricky question, but who's more popular on the platform? Like the traditional kinds of celebs, the actors, musicians, or the social media superstars?
I would say both works, but if you ask me to, like, I would say probably the old stars. The old stars, because they are usually more traditional, they have mass market appeal, right? Yeah, so it's easier for them to be recognized by people. Lah. So people, when they come to GoSab, they know, oh, I know this person, this actor, I know this singer. So it's easier for them, right? But for the new stars, for the new generation of stars, people usually know them through Instagram because they are Instagrammer or TikToker. So they have a smaller pool, a more specific pool of audience. Lah.
Yep. I add on to Neo point. Actually, right now we have two categories, which is like best-selling. The one is the superstars, like Kai Bahar and Intan. So, which is they have maybe like 1 million to 2 million followers in Instagrams. People go for the specific celebrities, right? The other category, which is best-selling, is which for the use case, like a Batman. The Mr. Bean, the Batman, and also the Iron Man's, you know, all the Disney, those Disney characters. Because the parents bought these characters like 25 ringgit or 30 ringgit for their kids.
Okay, so let's talk about the onboarding process, okay? Mm. What qualifies as a talent? Like, do you have a filter for that? Because if not, anyone can just sign up and say that they are a celebrity or personality, right? Mm-hmm. So what qualifies as a talent or a celebrity on GoSab?
It depends. It's on a case-by-case basis also. Like, for example, usually, like, for influencers, for sure, we look at their numbers, right? Because they are the influencers, they are Instagrammers. Of course, we look at their numbers, but there are other categories such as, like, maybe impersonators, right? Impersonators, cosplayer, they don't usually have a lot of followers, but they have something special. They have something people recognize for that we can show to the audience, right? And for example, we have Elsa. So a lot of parents love to book Elsa, but Elsa doesn't have an online presence. But she's a good talent that we like to have her on board. So it's actually on a case-by-case basis. Like, yeah. So there's no strict line where we say, okay, we have to hit this number of followers, and then only you can be on GoSab. There's always an exception.
Okay. How long does a celebrity have to shoot a message or video? Because obviously they are busy and they have other things to do. But also they need a quick turnover, right? So after you've requested a message, what kind of window do they have to send the message?
Yeah. So it's standard for every personality, right? So they have 2 days to decide whether they want to accept or decline the request, right? And then after that, within 7 days, they have to make the videos. You have to send us back the videos. So total 7 days. So the 2 days is within the 7 days.
Yeah. In the future, the best situation, the scenario will be like 2 to 3 days. Because digital products, who else will, you know, the people buy digital products because it's fast and not only delivery, right? So that's why the best case, we try to make it faster with the rating system we are add on in the future.
Right. How do you choose pricing? Like, you know, like a film star can choose a certain amount for one message. Influencers can choose another. Do you choose for them, or is it up to them to put their own price tag?
It's actually up to the personalities. They can set whatever pricing they want, but we will advise them, basically, because when you think about the pricing strategy, right, it's either you charge super high and you get very little requests, or you charge a lower price and you get mass market orders. Right, so it's up to them. They can decide it, but we'll give them a suggestion.
Pricing will be always, we try to make it low. The reason why is because back to this one, this question is back to our mission, is to connect those fans, right, to those favorite people in the world. And our mission is to give them a very authentic and very genuine, like, fans experience as more people can join in. Right, so that's why we went to like go in, make it to mass market, try to make it low. So that's why, that's our mission.
Yeah, because I was just wondering, like, you know, sometimes bigger celebrities might not want to charge less. There are a lot of celebrities who might think that they're worth more or know that they're worth more. Does that become like an obstacle for you or for them if you cannot agree on the good pricing?
This is very, very interesting. The thing we are thinking about, if they want to go for volumes, for example, like small celebrity, they can with a low price. Probably this kind of low price that we make most of the money, and they use GoSet for livings as a full times in the future. I mean, but some big celebrities like the A-listed, they are not really full times on GoSet. So that's like a part-time. So they want to receive maybe 2 to 3 bookings per week. That's why they charge higher, because they're so busy. So they charge higher. So this platform gives the flexibilities.
What about you guys then? Like, how does GoSet make money? Because the customer pays the celebrity of choice. There's a fee. Where does your cut come from as a platform?
Yep. We take 30% of cuts. So the 30% of cut, for example, 100 ringgit come in for the bookings. The celebrity will get 70 ringgit, and we take 30 ringgit. So this is how our business model made. And beside this one, right, the shout out, right, in the future, we are going to have like a kind of like a ringtone. So for example, the Tom Cruise to wake you up in the morning, this kind of ringtones. So this is by using the same charges like commission 30%, we are expanding to different kind of the products. So that's how we make money.
Right, we need to take a quick break, but stick around, more from Neo and Zikang and their new platform GoSeb when we come back. Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
And we are back on Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and I'm joined by GoSeb founders Neo and Zikang. We are talking about their new celebrity personalized messaging platform and how it works in a local context. So I want to talk a bit about accountability on the platform. You know, what if I pay a celebrity to send a birthday wish or, you know, a greeting to a friend, but then let's say they get my friend's name wrong, or the quality of the video isn't good, or the sound is bad, something like that. Is there some kind of guarantee or, you know, what happens to my money? Is there like a refund policy?
Yeah, this is a very good question. I mean, you remind us to do a kind of like 100% refunds. This is just an idea, new idea generate, you know. We can do something like this.
Yeah.
At this moment, I mean, we haven't really think about, but based on the solution, probably the 100% guarantee refunds will be very useful. And Neo and I do think about we can provide this kind of guarantee too. But all video we'll go through our platform and we'll recheck one before sending to the customers.
Yeah, and sometimes when a name is mispronounced or something, we'll ask if the influencers can redo it. And usually they're okay with it.
But so far, out of all the bookings, I think so far how many bookings we've been through, like 200-300, the name we haven't goes wrong. Because we do checks all the details. And in the future, we are applying the technologies on it. So they'll become the apps. So we also have the team to recheck all the qualities, make sure the product is sent with the over expectation.
Do you communicate with the talent about that kind of quality control? Like, do you have like certain kind of guidelines, like the videos must be in HD or, you know, the sound must be clear? You know, are there some kinds of rules on GoSeb that the celebrities and the personalities have to follow?
No. This one, the most difference between GoSebs and the B2B commercial deal, we call it commercial deal. For example, if I'm a celebrity, right, I do commercial deal, I need to make sure I look good. I have the professionals, camera and shootings and the team to do the makeups. These are all the setup need times. You know, some celebrity will take like, you know, having you do this kind of commercial shooting, so it takes one whole day. But for GoSeb, it's more like you can wear pajamas, just using your iPhone 8, iPhone 5 or whatever, as long as you have the phone. So you can do the very casual shooting because the fan just want the authentic and very genuine to see you, you know, this kind of video. So we don't really care about the high quality. Make it casual, make it genuine, make it authentic is the most important.
Okay. Guys, what kinds of challenges are you facing at the moment with GoSeb?
Yeah, this is actually a really good question, right? We talk about it like a lot. Initially, we thought that the celebrity side is the biggest challenge, right? Because this is such a new concept and celebrities might not want to do it because they can just do B2B deal where they'll get a lot of orders. But that's just at the initial stage. Once we get to a certain size, right? Once celebrities sees that their peers are on our platform, it becomes easier over time. But at this point of time, the actual challenge is on the consumer side, on the customer side, right? So a lot of time, this is such a new concept that consumers don't really understand it. Some think that this is a free request, and others think that they don't trust us because we are a new platform. So there are many, many issues where we need to educate their customers. Yeah, so before this becomes mainstream, right? So this will always be a challenge, I would say.
Yeah, at the beginning, right, when we first started the business, we think about, okay, based on the Oxwide, the Fit Gear, and my previous startup experience, the consumer shouldn't be a problem. We just use a Facebook ads and do good videos. Definitely a lot of people will come and buy, sell, and sell like crazy. So this is the initial thinking because my team is all digital marketers. So we are so get used to selling products. After 3 months, when we're doing getting more and more celebrity supports, although we don't have A-listed, so we kind of like a B to C, but it's very enough already. Then we are start facing the problem. Actually, it's not the celebrities. It's the biggest challenge is the market. Very interesting, right? Because we do Facebook ads, not really good response. Because maybe we don't have really superstar. But the other problem is actually Malaysia markets. When we start here, first thing, the culture is not really get used to sending gift. Not like America, the US. So we have Christmas, they're used to sending gift. And then they go to a restaurant, they're giving the tips. Then we are not get used to here. So how to educate the market to let them think this kind of shout out, when you pay, then people mention your name, worth 100 ringgit. This is the biggest challenge, the first thing. And the second thing is, because just now mentioned before, because celebrity and favorite people is very subjective, depends on people's. So how you can find the specific group of fans is not using Facebook ads. It doesn't work at all. So that's why we need to do a very different marketing strategy. We need to go to the fans club to work with them to say, hey, we have this kind of specials, kind of like a solution or special feature for you to use, special products. So that's why very, very on ground, very, very manuals on the consumer side, you know, to educate the market.
Right. I think, you know, a good way to cap this interview would be to talk about expansion plans and what is next for GoSeb. So, you know, what are your new goals? What do you plan to do maybe in the next year or so? And, you know, this year has been very different for a lot of people, for all businesses. So what are those goals now? Like what is the next step for GoSeb?
Yes, I mean, you say the 1 year, right? The 1 year plan, we are not so sure. So the short term is we need to make sure we had this kind of first phase one. We need to prove people are actually paying for the specific niche. So we are proving that people actually, for one categories, they receive certain size of the orders, very consistent demands. So this is our phase one, which is considered short terms. Okay. Once we prove with these prototypes within next 1 month or 2 months, moving next, we're going to create our apps to scale the business in a certain level. When we have the business model proven in the phase one, moving next, we have the apps. Then using the apps, we can automate the whole business and make the celebrity think that this is so easy to record a video. The cost will be going down, the volume will be going up because everything is automated. Okay, so the phase three, we're going to invite more celebrities coming in by expanding by categories step by step. For example, okay, we are focusing on singers right now and also athletes. Moving next, we want to get, for example, like comedians outside Malaysia, maybe like Korea or Taiwanese famous celebrities, because like Korea, they are, the influencing is like the worldwide or Asia, so we can target bigger markets. So that's why that's our mindset along the ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like I said, currently we are just at bottom now. We are focusing on proving that a certain category works before we'll expand to the next category. Yeah. And after this, it will be automation, and we'll start the growth engine. And we'll get more influencers, more personalities to join our platform. Right. So at this point in time, we are still at the prototyping stage to make sure that the formula is right before we scale it to the bigger size.
Yeah. And one more thing is we are raising fund, the seed fund. So for any investor, if you're listening to these recordings live BFM, please feel free to contact us. And thank you so much, Epin, for giving the opportunities. We are thinking like, why is the channel? Because we are worried about the supply side, the demand side, and also we are also need to prepare for the funding side to make sure everything moves. So that's how we definitely we are planning for a fundraising for the seed round for this business model.
Guys, thanks so much for your time and thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Arvin.
Thank you so much, Arvin.
Right, that was Neo Chen and Taizi Kang, founders of GoSeb, the platform that allows you to get personalized video messages and greetings from your favorite celebrities and social media personalities for a fee. This interview is also available via podcast on the BFM website, which is bfm.my. You can also get it on the BFM app, which you can download for free on the Apple App Store on Google Play. Alternatively, you can find us on Spotify. We are parked under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.